This is In the News in VOA Special English. At the end of each year, the Associated Press releases a list of the top 10 news stories of the year. American editors and news directors are asked to vote for what they consider the top stories. This year, the story with the most votes was the huge oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. An oil rig operated by BP exploded in April. The explosion killed 11 workers. Close to 5 million barrels of oil were released into the Gulf until the leak was contained in the middle of July. BP agreed to set aside $20 billion to pay claims and damages to people working in the area's fishing and tourism industries. The AP says the second most important story was health care reform in the United States. President Obama won a major political victory with congressional passage of his health care reform plan. Among other things, it will extend health care insurance to 32 million Americans now without it. But many Republicans in Congress oppose the law and want to cancel parts of it. The congressional elections in November were another big story. The Republican Party gained a majority in the House of Representatives, but Democrats kept their majority in the Senate. The American economy was another major story. Economist reported in 2010 that the worst recession since the 1930s had ended. Americans began to spend more as the year ended, but the unemployment rate stayed above 9%. In January, a powerful earthquake struck Haiti. It killed at least 230,000 people and left millions of others homeless. Disease and other problems have slowed efforts to rebuild the country. Another important story was the Tea Party movement in the United States. The Tea Party supports limited government, less federal spending, and lower taxes. The movement had a big influence on the congressional elections. Another major story was the rescue of 33 mine workers in Chile. A partial mine collapse on August 5th trapped them more than half a kilometer underground. They remained trapped for 69 days. Millions of people around the world watched on television as each miner was safely brought to the surface. In 2010, United States forces officially ended combat operations in Iraq. The Iraq War began more than 7 years ago. Another major story was the activities of the WikiLeaks website. First, the website released thousands of United States military documents about the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Then it published thousands of State Department diplomatic cables. They included comments by American diplomats about the lives of world leaders and criticisms of foreign governments. The 10th story on the AP's list was the war in Afghanistan. President Obama ordered an increase in troops fighting the nearly 10-year-old war. American troops are to begin leaving the country in July. Afghans are to control their own security by the end of 2014. And that's In the News in VOA Special English. I'm Steve Enberg.